Well, the testing sites for COVID-19 are on the move in Bendigo. From Bendigo Health, Dan Sherd, the PHU Services Manager, is joining us on the show. Dan, very good morning to you, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Robert. Good, thank you.
That's the way. So tell us about the what's happening with the testing stations.
Yeah, look, we're going a bit back to the future, really. We're moving back to the Stewart Street site where the old emergency department ambulance bay is, setting up in some relocatable buildings there.
And what's behind the move?
Look, a few things. Obviously, you know, budgets definitely come into account, but the community need for testing is much less than what it was. So we don't need such a massive site that we have there in McLaren Street anymore, which was, we started sort of the downsize of that with closing the drive-through clinic. And this is just the next phase of that.
Okay. And are there other clinics around town? Is another one moving as well?
No, the Bendigo Respiratory Clinic out there in Spring Gully, I think, is still operating. From
right,
what
okay.
I understand, they're not operated by Bendigo Health.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's about all as far as testing goes in Bendigo, as far as PCR testing.
So in terms of the PCR tests, and from Bendigo Health's perspective, is it sort of worrying that less people are getting tested, or is that a good sign? Because, you know, when we hear some of the facts and figures from the government, there's still a lot of it out there in the community.
There's certainly a lot of disease in Bendigo. It's a bit of a misnomer that we're doing about 100 PCRs a day, 100 to 120, which is still a reasonable number, especially when you do the maths over the week. But we're also giving out about 170 RAT kits per day as well. So that's about 850 tests a week, a day that we're actually giving out of RATs as well, which we'll continue to do from that Stewart Street site. So there's certainly lots of COVID testing being done, but yeah, the PCR component of that is becoming less and less.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess the overall numbers seem to be stabilising a little bit around our region anyway. They haven't sort of no major spikes like we've seen in some other areas from time to time.
No, look, fingers crossed. We're hoping that we might be starting to see the plateau of the numbers, and then followed by the plateau as the downhill run with any luck of this particular wave. But I think vigilance is still definitely the mainstay of what we need to be doing.
Yeah. So if people want to get PCR tested, when do they go to the new site? When does it open?
The new site opens from 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Okay.
And there's parking opposite in Stewart Street, in the car park opposite. Plus, we also have an alternate plan for those that physically can't get out of their car. Well, actually, there'll be a phone number they can call, and we'll have staff meet you over in the car park and do testing over there.
Brilliant stuff. Hey, Dan, really appreciate your time this morning, mate. Thanks so much for that.
My pleasure, Robbo. Thanks for the chat.
No, all the best. Dan Sherd, PHU Services Manager at Bendigo Health. So there you go. Keep an eye out for the change from tomorrow.